Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Inside Elland Road podcast. A quick debrief from Leeds United's 2-1 defeat to Stoke City at the Bet365 Stadium this afternoon. Sam Clucas and Joe Allen the scorers. Marcelo Bielsa was left annoyed and disappointed by Leeds United's attacking play this afternoon. It has to be said it was very disappointing compared to last week where they ran out 2-0 winners over Derby County. Nathan Jones was extremely happy with his side but did have a lot of praise for Leeds United, saying they were one of the best teams in the division, if not the best team in the division. I'll let you listen to Marcelo Bielsa and Nathan Jones' thoughts now. Thanks for joining us again, and hopefully me and Phil Hay will be back later in the week with a normal edition of the Inside Elland Road podcast. Enjoy.
Good evening.
Hi, sorry, Marcelo. Marcelo, your thoughts, how much of a struggle was it against a solid defence today for your side?
¿Qué opinión tienes del partido contra un equipo que tenía una defensa sólida?
Bueno, fue un partido muy accesible.
It was a game that we could have, that we could win, that was reachable.
Dispusimos de la pelota.
We had the ball.
Llegamos con mucha facilidad a tres cuartos de campo rival.
We could arrive easily to the last part of the pitch.
Cuando la pelota iba a los costados había también facilidad para los uno contra uno o el juego asociado.
When the ball was on the sides, we had the, it was easy for us to make a, to use the association play and to do the 1v1.
Y eso en la parte ofensiva.
This was regarding the offensive play.
Y con todas esas posibilidades nuestras llegadas fueron poquísimas.
And in spite of having these possibilities, we couldn't arrive to the box enough.
Y en ese sentido, si uno tiene la pelota y no tiene dificultades para llegar al último tercio del campo rival,
and if you have the ball and you can't arrive to the last part of the pitch,
y no construye opciones de gol,
you can't have chances to score.
No erramos goles.
We didn't miss any goal.
Entonces, tampoco teníamos la intranquilidad de que nos pudieran convertir.
And we were calm. We didn't. We were not afraid of the offensive aspect of the opponent.
Sintéticamente, un partido accesible, muy accesible, que no supimos ganar.
And it was a game that we had the capacity to win this game, but we didn't have the solution to it.
How disappointed are you with the first goal in particular that you conceded in terms of the defending?
Está decepcionado del modo en que concedieron el primer gol.
Las acciones puntuales. Yo no las califico, aunque las analice.
I just analyze the punctual moments. I don't give an opinion on it.
Se imagina que si tengo que calificarla, jamás lo haría públicamente.
And if you have an opinion on it, you can imagine that I won't give my opinion publicly.
Pero el partido en general fue muy accesible para nosotros.
But it was a game. It was a game that we could have. That we could win.
Aún con un hombre menos no cambió el tipo de partido que se estaba jugando.
Even when we had one player less, it was the same physiognomy for the game.
A nosotros nos faltó ser un equipo punzante, agresivo, con verticalidad para definir las acciones de ataque.
We lacked of aggressivity and we didn't play deep enough and vertical enough to finish the attacks.
And finally for me, did you feel it was harsh that Pontus Janssen got a second caution and therefore a red card?
¿Te crees que fue severo la segunda amarilla que recibió Pontus?
El arbitraje nunca lo... Nosotros ni perdemos ni ganamos por los árbitros.
We can't say that we win or we lose because of the referees.
Yo puedo decirle, mire, fue excesivamente rigorista o no.
I could tell you that he was excessively severe or not.
los árbitros no definen los partidos.
But the referees don't decide the final result of the game.
Nosotros tuvimos todos los caminos abiertos para ganarlo al partido.
We had all the doors open to win this game.
Aún con un hombre menos.
Even when we played 10 versus 11.
Thank you, Marcel.
Phil. You brought on Jordan Stevens in the second half, Marcelo, to try and change it. How ready is Jordan for a game like this? Do you think he's very young?
Stevens, entró en el partido. ¿Piensa que usted está presto, listo para jugar ese tipo de partido?
Entró con una función muy específica.
He had a very specific role when he got in.
No tuvo que... Él no tenía obligaciones con el trámite del partido.
He didn't have any obligations regarding the development of the game.
El trámite del partido estaba ya totalmente definido.
The development was already decided.
Y me pareció que es un que con sus características podía intentar imponerse en los uno contra uno.
And I think with his skills he could impose himself on the 1v1.
Eso también yo también tenía el objetivo de que Pablo volviera a la mitad de la cancha.
And also my idea was to put back Pablo in the midfield.
Entonces originalmente Pablo estaba jugando en ese momento estaba jugando de extremo.
And at that time Pablo was playing as a winger.
Y preferí que Steven asumiera el rol de extremo izquierdo.
And I preferred to put Stevens as a left winger.
Y Pablo asumiera el rol de Klitsch.
And Pablo as a number 8.
Alioski estaba muy libre.
Alioski was very free.
Por lo cual la función del extremo izquierdo fundamentalmente era distraer para que las líneas de pase hacia Alioski fueran más claras aún.
The goal of the role of the of Stevens was to focus the attention of the opponent to open a line of pass for Alioski.
Is it a challenge for you though that in those circumstances you don't have, say, more experienced or more proven players on the bench to turn to at the moment?
Es una dificultad no tener a jugadores experimentados en el banquillo en este momento.
Mire. Los análisis se hacen para explicar por qué no ganamos.
We make the analysis to explain why we didn't win.
Nosotros estábamos absolutamente calificados para ganar el partido.
We had all the resources to win the game.
Las posibilidades de desequilibrar eran tan accesibles.
The capacity to the possibilities to break the balance were so evident.
Y nosotros teníamos en un momento del partido Alioski, Steven, Tyler Robert, Ruff, Pablo y Clark, seis atacantes.
And at one moment of the game we had six offensive players.
Pero aparte no eran seis atacantes sin balones.
And they were not at the same time they were not offensive players without the ball.
Todos ellos tuvieron posibilidades de desequilibrar, opciones para desequilibrar.
All of them had options to break the balance.
Por lo cual cualquier mirada que yo haga que no ponga el eje en eso me parece que sería equivocada.
I think we should focus more on that than on other aspects.
El hecho de que no pudo observar a Stock tuvo un resultado en el partido de hoy.
No. Me parece que con esta descripción que yo acabo de hacer,
I think the description I just gave is enough.
No se trata de no conocer las características del rival.
We can't say that we ignore the features of the opponent.
Sino de no haber aprovechado las facilidades que el tipo de partido que se jugó tenía para nosotros.
we just didn't take advantage of the possibilities we had in this game.
En casi todo el partido.
During the whole game, almost the whole game.
Eiling fue una salida clara.
Eiling had the pass, could have the ball easily.
Forshaw pudo manejarla, distribuir la pelota sin incomodidad.
Forshaw could use the ball, move the ball easily too.
Pablo tuvo infinidad de recepciones en el último tercio del campo.
Pablo received many balls in the last part of the pitch.
Los dos extremos, Clark, Alioski, que fue casi otro extremo, y Harrison tuvieron muchas pelotas y muy accesible.
Jack Clark, Jack Harrison, and Jenny Alioski, who also almost played as a winger, had many balls too.
Antes de la sustitución, Harrison en 15 minutos tuvo 5-1 contra 1 para desnivelar.
Harrison, just before being replaced in 15 minutes, he had 5 balls where he was 1v1.
Entonces, ¿cómo podría yo decir que tuvo algún significado el conocer al rival más o menos, no?
I can't say that the fact that I can't say that we ignored the features of the opponent.
Tal vez como ustedes preguntan y yo respondo,
maybe because you ask the question I answer,
puede que la lectura que yo haga del partido no sea tan rotunda como la que estoy transmitiendo.
Maybe the analysis I'm making of the game is not the right one.
Pero yo pocas veces, siempre nuestros problemas son disponer de buenas pelotas para atacar, porque cuando tenemos buena pelota para atacar hacemos daño.
Our goal is to have good balls to attack, because usually when we have good balls to attack we can hurt the opponent.
Hoy tuvimos muchísimas pelotas para atacar y hicimos muy poco daño.
And today we had many balls to attack and we didn't hurt the opponent.
It's 3 defeats in 4 league games. Are you worried?
Son 3 derrotas en 4 partidos de campeonato. ¿Está preocupado?
Siempre que el equipo no gana, estoy preocupado.
Every time that the team does not win, I'm worried.
Far away then, folks, please.
Nathan, yesterday you quoted Miley Cyrus at me about it's all about the climb. Well, I can quote that. We can't stop, can we?
Look, it's a start. It's just the starting point, really. The contrast in a week is very, very, very big. We went into Brentford last week with no time to work with them, and disappointing result. I've had a day to work with them this week, and we were able to put a level of performance in like we did today. So it's a start, because next week now we've got a full week to work with them. So hopefully we can start building.
But you've broken it up now. Everybody's positive, and the midfield was superb, and Jack Butland's save helped.
Yeah, it did. Look, it's nice to get off the mark, because I've never lost 3 games in a row as a manager, my fledgling career, but I didn't want to start here in a new club. But I thought tactically we were very good today. I mean, look, let's give Leeds credit. They're the best side in the league, and they are the best side in the league. They're there. You don't be top of the league if you're not, but they actually are the best side in the league. And we knew that we had to be tactically right today, because they can hurt you. They hurt teams, and they get off to real quick starts and so on. But I actually thought we had the better chances first off. They had more possession than us today, but he's had a pre-season and 6 months to work with them to get them to that level. I've had it 7 days. We'll get to that level, but it's a great start. And I thought I could single out the midfield. They were superb. I could single out the back four, the back three, the wing backs, anyone, because I thought it was a real team performance. And then on the one occasion we really needed Jack Butland, he came up trumps, because that was a key save. And then allowed us to go and get the second, which effectively killed the game.
And the last one from you wanted the crowd to be with you, and you
fought me. To be fair, it's a wonderful atmosphere, both sets. I mean, I mentioned Leeds because they travel very well, because they're a wonderful football club. But I thought our fans were superb today, and I think the team gave them a performance they could get behind. They showed a work rate, an aggression, a desire. Scored 2 goals. Could have got more, especially on the counter-attack second half, because we had some opportunities and we looked a threat on the counter-attack. So look, I'm delighted. It's a good day, and we needed that.
Can I ask you about Charlie? Because
started the game all season. What were your thoughts on bringing him in and how he did?
It's been magnificent in training since I got here. We want to play a certain way. I need good footballers who want to control the tempo, who are brave, who want to get on it, who are strong characters, and he's one of them. So it was, I won't say it's an easy decision because we've got some good footballers here, but he showed that a real desire since I've come in, so it's a clean start for everyone, you know. If people want to play for Stoke City and want to graft every day, then they'll get given opportunity, because at the end of the day, my life depends on it. Well, it's been well publicised. He's, you know, Marcello has watched 26 Luton games. He's watched two of Stoke games, so he's well drilled on what our usual formation is. So we thought, well, we may have to give him a surprise, because, you know, if he's that well drilled on us, then they are have plenty of time to work on it. They know what they're doing, so it'd be a difficult afternoon. But we felt that with the threats they've got, and we had no time to work with them really, so we felt that to be able to give us the best platform to win a football match, we felt we needed to be tactically right at it, and I thought we were, and we worked on it. We didn't have much time to work on it, because bearing in mind a lot of them were recovering Thursday, so we couldn't do it, so we only had Friday to work with that. But the players took it on board, and let's be honest, we've got some top players here, so it's slightly easier going in with a different kind of formation with top players, because they can take it on board.
Yeah,